I don't mind at all who doesn't like me, or all of those people or anyone doesn't like me, but I like them. See, that's all. As long as they would like to hear Dhamma, I'm ready, and I'm good friend in all aspects to everyone, as much as I can. So I don't mind if no one likes me at all, because I like them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Sarah, what do you mean by doing best is just what has been conditioned to arise? That's what.
Doing the best is. Konsuchin just said we try to be good friend to other people. We try to help as best we can with their best interests at heart. And if they don't like it, or they get upset, or they walk out, that's according to their accumulations, but we've just done our best, that's it.
I mean, done our best means what was said was said.
Yeah. Well, in terms of karma, what does it mean doing one's best?
Can one do better than that?
Having metta, trying to be helpful to them, that's
even
it.
Even if that metta wasn't there, even if you said it with intention to do the right thing, but maybe you said it in a harsh way, then that's also the way it was.
Or even if you said it with a coarse light, it's just what happened.
Yes.
The underlying reason for trying to explain something is one would like to assist them. Of course, there are going to be many different cheetahs and many different intentions, but the underlying motive for speaking or trying to help.
I find that when I try to help, which I often feel I want to help, and the cheetahs underlying that, or the motivations underlying that, is it makes me feel good about whom I believe I am.
So mana?
But at the moment when one's really trying to help someone, then there's no thought about oneself at those times at all, because one's just trying to express something.
Also no expectation whether they believe or not, they like or not, but it's the truth.
But there are many moments too, like knowing when you talk, you know, there might be moments of mana, but there also may be other moments
hearing
of Kusala and other things in that same conversation. So we tend to sort of lump everything together of, oh, that's my conceit again, but there are other moments of good intentions and wisdom that you, so it's not so simple usually.
Actually, when we sincerely try to express our viewpoint, what we think is the right way, that must be the underlying motive that Sarah's saying, that we try to help others.
Instead of looking for the good friend, what about just being the good friend?
Right.
I always find that helpful.
Just as a friend.
In the ultimate sense, being a friend is metta citta?
And what a friend is.
What is a friend, or what a friend is?
Both.
What is a friend?
Okay.
In the conventional sense, or in the...
Both. Either one.
You mean at this moment or
any moment? Right. What meaning is ready to help? Yeah. Usually people forget about being truthful, right?
Being truthful in what sense?
Studying Dhamma and doing good deeds and all kinds.
So what's the connection with being the good friend?
To be true friend.
To
real
be true friend.
Friend, yeah.
That's like one time when I was trying to explain Dhamma friends to my husband, and he said, but these people won't help you when you need it.
What's his meaning, that you should make friends with people who can help you in your life?
Right, that would be a greater benefit, as he saw it in my life.
Economic and... strategic.
Right. Yeah, all of those
strategic
things,
alliance.
Didn't you say when your husband mentioned that I didn't want anything in return?
No, I didn't. You know, I wasn't thinking of that. Basically, what I've learned is when my husband says something, I just keep quiet.
So I think the quality of impartiality is quite difficult, to be as friendly to those who behave badly as to those who behave well.
That's why metta should be developed. Not just that.
Yes. Never enough. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can see there are always the mind the thinking always creates obstacles to metta or reasons not to be helpful.
The kusala dhamma is there.
The thing about being friendly with someone who upsets us is that dosa arises, and it's so overwhelming, and dosa often comes with needs justification.
Yes, exactly.
Just listening to Dhamma and really appreciating the value of akusala and the danger in akusala helps to know from moment to moment that akusala is really ugly, and there's a need to develop more kusala.
And I think also this is where the truthfulness, such a parami, comes in. The truth is, the problem is dosa or other akusala, not the other person.
And once you have, by chance, experienced metta to a person who upset you, you'll see a big difference.
Yeah.
Ajahn, earlier we were talking about seeing an invisible object and how the visible object appears as people and things already. And we understand that this is because of thinking that follows the moment of sense door experience. Can that kind of thinking be known?
Yes, all kinds of reality can be known when there is awareness, direct awareness.
Would that be highly developed level of awareness that knows
little
that kind
little,
of thing?
Yeah. Little by little.
Little by little. When we talk about thinking that we can be aware of, we tend to think of the conscious, deliberate thinking.
Be able to aware of and understand it as it is a reality.
Yeah.
Not just to be aware of only.
Right, be aware and understand.
And whenever there is the understanding, we have to mind whether there is awareness, because it's already there.
Right. But my question is really, can it be understood?
Otherwise, who can become Sotapanna?
Well, I suppose a person who becomes Sotapanna doesn't understand all dhammas.
This is not all yet.
No.
Because it's all thinking. And thinking think all day.
Yes.
Yeah. So thinking accumulates more understanding. A visible object is different than the experience of visible.
The difference between the experiencing of visible object and the visible object is to be understood, because one is nama, one is rupa.
When you say as one is nama and one is rupa, it means this moment, or just not this moment. For example, hardness and the reality which experiences hardness. At moment of hardness appearing, is that what we study realities? Not just talk about a name of this doorway, or one is nama and the other is rupa, because no need to say that this is rupa when it's hard,
right?
It's hard. No need to say rupa. And no need to say it's nama, that which experiences it. This is the way to understand the characteristic of nama and the characteristic of rupa. Otherwise, we're hindered by name again to be just able to tell what is nama and what is rupa. But at this very moment, that characteristic tells or shows that it is that which cannot experience. So no matter we call it rupa or not, it's that quality, that reality which cannot experience anything.
And the moment after that direct experience?
Can be anything.
Can be anything.
So one can know the difference between moment with direct awareness and moment without direct awareness.
There can also be doubt about the moment.
Thinking or anything can arise so fast after. It shows the difference between different realities all the time. But without direct awareness, it's just past without understanding developed.
Do you think as there is a moment of direct awareness and the next moment of thinking, gradually we will accumulate the memory or the understanding of that direct experience without doubt, without any other, without kusala jagasiga?
Yes, but can we expect what would be next?
No, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There's no one to be expecting.
That's why the development of understanding is the understanding of anything
that arises.
Yes. Forget about the past. It's gone completely. Yeah.
future doesn't exist either.
When direct awareness arises, it's there or it's here. Experience is the same object which the citta before has experienced. And actually, there are only six dhavyas, only, not more than that, just six.
And when life comes down, just to citta now, it's very freeing.
Yes. And I think probably most of us are finding more detachment in our conventional lives anyway from studying this.
By understanding the meaning of detachment, one can see attachments.
Yes.
Mudita.
Mudita is
the Jetasika. Mm-hmm.
Whatever
mm-hmm. is real is so Jetasika. Mudita, Jetasika.
So that's joy.
Sympathetic joy, not just joy because that is pity. I mean, like,
no, it's
when you're glad for someone else.
It's kusala.
Good.
It's going to be arising only with a kusala.
Brahmavihara. The opposite of issa, envy. Like someone has something nice and you're glad for them or you're envious of it.
Doesn't it, like jealousy, it's not wanting them to have...
Dosa.
Okay, a follow-up question about, say, visible object, seeing visible object as people and things. And we said that's thinking. Now, we also read about paying attention to the shape and form. Is that the same as thinking about the object that's been experienced, or is this something different?
Can seeing pay attention to shape and form?
Seeing cannot pay attention mm-hmm. to shape and form.
So it has to be thinking.
Has to be thinking. Okay. So when the text referred to paying attention to shape and form, are they referring to the kind of thinking that takes visible objects, people and things?
Uh-huh.
Can paying attention to shape and form be either kusala or akusala?
Wise or unwise?
I see. Thank you.
You gave another example of when we have ideas of, oh, we need so many hours sleep, or we have to follow such a kind of routine, actually condition, worry and harm the body. Would you say a little more?
I think that we have routine for eating and sleeping and working. So we are enslaved by the idea of I. But whatever happens depends on conditions. So one can understand that no one can make such routine rules at all. And so if there is the understanding of reality, it's much better than clinging to the routine. Because nothing can be controlled. We know that a 6 hours sleep or 8 is very good. But it depends. If condition one not to be able to sleep, it's all right. Because at that moment, it's not self. It's just a moment of thinking or a moment of whatever it is. Experiencing body feeling or what.
And if it's conditioned like that and one's attached to thinking, oh, one should be sleeping or one shouldn't be eating this or one should be relaxing now, then it just causes anxiety.
Because in reality, just one moment of experiencing an object, how can that be the self? We think of the whole body while just seeing no body there at all. Only visible object appears, no body at all. So we still keep on thinking about the whole body as mind and what to do with the body. So it's not the attention to the characteristic of reality as a reality only.
And of course this doesn't mean not taking care of the body or not having enough sleep.
Don't be afraid, because what action or deeds or move is done by accumulation. Even there is understanding of nama and rupa, one moves to get the medicine by conditions. Who can solve that? See? But the understanding that there is no self at all, citta and jetasikas are conditioned to arise.
So the problem is the belief that there is a body that can be threatened and that must be protected.
Belong
the moment.
To I.
Yes.
Yeah. But actually there's no I. If there is the understanding of reality in a moment, just one moment, one can see that there is nothing there. The whole body, where is it? Only visible object or sound is experienced. So we keep on thinking that everything's there, but actually in split seconds, rupa arise and fall away. Shorter than the moments of citta in between seeing and hearing. But we cling that it's there all the time. But actually, whatever arises falls away. Instantly, so fast. And rupa also has conditions for its arising. Kamma, or citta, or utu and ahara. So it depends when what kind of rupa arises is there, just for a moment.
More than being a belief in an idea that it's there, it's really lack of understanding that it's a moment that falls away.
That's why we talk about realities which can appear through only six doorways, one at a time. Just one moment and then completely gone.
Because the concept of belief really is just the fact that citta arises a certain way and creates a concept, and we take that to be a belief. It's just a concept that arises, and then we take that concept to be my belief. But it's not really a belief, it's just concept.
Actually, it's the citta which thinks about concept all day, like now, see.
Citta thinks about
all day, after seeing, hearing, which falls away so rapidly.
Like in those examples about being concerned one hasn't had enough sleep or isn't eating the right thing or is too close to the microphone or whatever it is, we forget about the effect of citta on rupa as well. When there is the concern or the anxiety or the idea that we must have this routine, we forget that those cittas at that moment are hurting the body.
For example, if one reality appears just at one doorway, can that be the self or anything? See, hardness, just whenever it appears through body, consciousness, that's it. No cupboard, no chair, no body, just that. But the atta-sanya, the memory of the self, always there, thinking about things and concept from birth to death. So how can that wrong understanding be gradually eliminated or washed away, see? It takes time, and it's the function of panya only, not the function of I, or self, or ignorance.
Could you say that it is very, very gradual, very, very slow, very little by little, but then that is not in my case. Then suddenly there comes a point when there is a cut.
Is that expectation?
That's an expectation, yes.
So we don't know what would happen next.
Yes.
All comes by conditions.
Yes, but that is a sort
so
of
leave it to conditions.
Yes, but that would be the sort of the magga and the sadhana.
In order to have the sotapattimagga arise, it cannot come out of the blue. So there must be conditions, the growth of right understanding of whatever appears. For example, if there is no beginning of the understanding of visible object as nobody, it's impossible to see the decamation of different realities like seeing and hearing and thinking as different moments. So there must be the precise understanding of reality, and that is panya, which develops to that degree that realities can appear as it is, and whenever it can appear as it is, as different realities, must be only through mind or process. Because the mind dog can experience any object. Right now, it can experience visible object after the seeing process. And sound, mind dog can experience it too. So no need to think about how can mind dog experience everything. Because it's mind dog. And then reality does not appear as it is yet, as long as mind dog does not show up. As this is mind door which can experience objects after all sense doors. But in reality it's that, in truth, it has to be like that. So we have to understand the way it is, and one can understand how it begins to develop by hearing and considering. For example, whisper object is now appearing, is that the moment, even very short and very rapidly, just like a touch of understanding that it's just a reality, an element which can be seen.